And welcome to April 22nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1937.
Here's Johnny!
Happy birthday, Jack Nicholson.
Don't make a bit of sense to me. If that's what being crazy is, then I'm senseless, out of it, gone down the road, wacko. But no more, no less.
He has some great lines, right? Over the years. Let's go through some of them. He was a great Joker.
Wait till they get a load of me.
A great McMurphy.
They was giving me 10,000 watts a day, you know, and I'm hot to trot. Next woman takes me on, gonna light up like a pinball machine and pay off in silver dollars.
Awesome, Jack Torrance.
Here's to 5 miserable months on the wagon and all the irreparable harm that it's caused me.
Melvin Udall.
What I know is as long as you keep your work zipped up around me, I don't give a rat crap what or where you shove your show. Are we done being neighbors for now?
You'll need him in case Mars attacks.
I want the people to know that they still have 2 out of 3 branches of the government working for them, and that ain't bad.
Colonel Jessup.
I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for 1 second that you can come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous.
You can't handle the truth!
A hell of an anger management therapist.
You're on my side of the armrest. We're not gonna have problems, are we?
Oh, shit! I said over easy!
Did I mention Udall?
Where do they teach you to talk like this? In some Panama City sailor wanna hump-hump bar? Or is this getaway day and your last shot at his whiskey? Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Happy birthday, Jack. Enjoy the Laker game. Hopefully for you, they'll do better next year. Zing.
I tell you, buddy, I'd be the luckiest guy alive if that did it for me.
1954. McCarthy hearings begin. Wisconsin Republican Senator Joseph R. McCarthy rocketed to fame in 1950 with his accusations of communism infiltrating the State Department and other federal agencies. Tail Gunner Joe relentlessly continued his communist hunting throughout 1953 as he was elected Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations chairman. He immediately shifted his attention from investigating fraud and waste in the executive branch to going after communists. He conducted hearing after hearing, calling hundreds of witnesses, unremittingly grilling and insulting them. Harvard Law Dean Irvin Griswold described McCarthy's role as judge, jury, prosecutor, castigator, and press agent all in one. In the spring of 1954, Tail Gunner Joe picked a fight with the U.S. Army, charging lax security at a top secret location. The Army responded that McCarthy sought preferential treatment for a recently hired subcommittee aide. McCarthy stepped down as chairman and thus began the Army-McCarthy hearings. The Army hired Bob Welch as the lawyer, who would make the case against McCarthy, and during the hearings, McCarthy charged that one of Welch's attorneys had communist ties, to which Welch famously replied, quote, "Until this moment, Senator, I think I never really gauged your cruelty or your recklessness," unquote. A bipartisan audience roared in applause, and McCarthy's career was effectively shattered from that point on. These days, he works as a greeter at Walmart. Just kidding. Moving on to 1978, finally. The Blues Brothers appear on Saturday Night Live for the second time. April 22nd. Dan Aykroyd pulls out the harmonica again, and John Belushi once again belts out the blues. Aykroyd was Jake. The Elwood Blues was named after the Elwood Ordnance Plant, which made grenades and TNT during World War II. Interesting note. The Blues Brothers took on a life as its own with the album Briefcase Full of Blues, followed by a 1978 self-named movie.
The other day I had a ricochet biscuit. A ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall into your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry, bow, bow, bow.
Here,
other day.